Hey, trophies, it's Melissa McLeod. Happy October. How in the hell is it the fourth quarter? Okay, we won't talk about that right now. I just finished an incredible month with my group life coaching trophies. Find us on Facebook or just go to thetrophies.co. And this is this spectacular group of women that are vulnerable enough to dig into some very deep issues and then write about them publicly. Well, not really, in my private group on Facebook. And last month it was all about productivity, which sounds boring, but isn't, because it's about how you're gonna make shit happen in your life. Yes, that was a tuk-tuk honking its horn in the background. So I dug up this old live I did when I talked about work-life balance. It sounds so cliche, but it's everything. If you're going to get out there and make your dreams happen or build a career or work on your projects or follow your passions, you can't neglect the most important thing. What's happening back at home? So what I've done when I created this podcast was repurpose some old live videos I did on Facebook. So you'll want to fast forward the first couple minutes when I'm welcoming everyone onto the live and having them drop their favorite emoji in the comments, but gleam the pearls. If David Beckham can be a present parent, so can you. Okay, see you on the other side.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back from spring break. I'm just coming home from spring break. I hope you had a fun spring break or you're gearing up for an awesome spring break. Here now, I'm back from the beach. I was at my parents' all last week in beautiful sunny Gold Coast, California. Now it's back to like 65 degree weather here. I don't expect you to feel sorry for me. So let's hear who's there. Go ahead, put your favorite emoji in the comments if you've been here before. Put a one. And where you're from, if this is your first time, I'm so grateful you're here. And put hashtag replay if you're catching the replay, and I'll circle back and give you a shout out later. My name is Melissa McLeod, and I'm always so excited to come at you live. I am a stand for moms that want to be a bigger contribution to their household and are taking on a home-based business. Maybe you're exploring a home-based business. Maybe you are working a side hustle. You're like trying to do it all. You want to have it all. You don't know how we're supposed to even make that happen. There's this work-life balance thing out there, but you're so out of balance. It's like, ah! And so that's what I want to talk to today. And I read this article by an interview of David Beckham. This is not recent, so I couldn't tell you where it was. And it was how David Beckham stays in balance. Do you want to hear how the sexiest man on the planet stays in balance? I want to know all about David Beckham staying in balance. He talked about what he takes on, only three things. On his plate, which is going to be very full, they have like a bunch of kids, married to an incredible woman who's got her own empire in the fashion world, Posh Spice, you know. And he only does three things. He only commits himself to three things. He doesn't overextend himself. He's not running the PTA. He only does three things: family, soccer, and his sponsorship deals. That's it. So he's either pouring himself into his family, he's at his job, that's soccer, or he's filming a commercial or doing a photo shoot or a voiceover for, I don't even know what, Hugo Boss underwear, I don't know. That's it, just three things. And so what I'm here to share with you today is the pursuit of less. It's like, I hate using the word busy. I think it's a disease. I don't like to use it. It's not in my vocabulary. We're all busy. We all have 24 hours in a day, and we could use 10 more easy. But let's be in the pursuit of less to have a most incredible life. And it's going to look like clearing things off your plate. And one of my most popular videos I did on this page was on decluttering. It's freeing up space. It's creating room for abundance. It's getting rid of the crap in your house, in your garage, even all the photos on your phone. Like, there's probably thousands of photos on your phone. you don't want to let them go. You don't want to delete the ones that are good, but there's one selfie and then 40 bad ones. You need to get that stuff out of there because it's cluttering your life. And same thing with your calendar. And so we have so many commitments. Who feels like they are overextended at home? Who feels like they are overextended at their job? Who feels like they're overextended in their business? Who feels like they can't possibly squeeze one more thing on their plate? They're volunteering at school. They're doing extra committees at church. They're planning a garage sale. It's like we can fill our plates with so much stuff, and it's so hard sometimes to say yes. I mean, to say no, we're so good at saying yes, especially you mamas. You're so good at pouring into everyone else. And so the pursuit of less is focusing on just the few things that are going to add crazy value to your life that you're a yes for, things that you know are going to make a difference. When you chase after these things, that's going to give you the life you really, really want to have. And so here's what I focus on. Family. Most of you know I'm a stay-at-home mom. I've got a daughter in first grade, and then I've got a son who's home with me most days. He's in preschool 2 mornings a week. And then my business. Love my business, love my clients, love my team. So that's something that I put a lot of effort into. And then I've got a little tiny side project that this is a part of. I'm not on my fan page, Melissa McLeod, pumping out emails to my list, filming live videos very much. But it's something that I really want to put time into, see where it might lead to, help other moms that want to be there and bring in that extra income but have no idea what they're doing on social media. Like, that's what I've got down. That's what I'm really good at. So that's what I feel I could bring value to the masses. Not quite sure exactly what that's going to look like. And so think of your life and your calendar and how, like, the things that you absolutely are over it. Like, you have to show up early for church service because you committed yourself to being a greeter. And like, you can't even get your kids out the door with their hair combed. And now you're supposed to be there. Like, maybe that's one thing you want to let go. Or maybe you signed up for the fundraising committee at your kids' elementary school and you have to plan the father-daughter dance and find a DJ and someone to do hors d'oeuvres, and you have to rally parents that could give a you know what. It's like, maybe you want to let that go. Or maybe you are thinking of signing up for this e-course that's going to teach you all the tools you need because you think they're outside of you, not inside of you. Something that you definitely need to be successful. And now you have to find 4, 5, 10 hours a week to go through the course materials. And like, who has time for this stuff? You don't have time for this stuff. And so in the comments, what are you going to let go of? What are you going to get off your plate? What are you going to be more like David Beckham with regards to? It's only going to be a few things. And if you can't really wrap your brain around letting go, may I recommend this great book, Essentialism? Essentialism. It's a short book. And if you want it, let me know and I'll send you the link on Amazon so you can read about it. And it's about the pursuit of less. It's about how saying yes, yes, yes to everything and being pulled in a million different directions is so detrimental to your life and the pursuit of what you really, really want. And so start with what you are a yes for. What in your life are you absolutely committed to? What are your core values? I know the women I attract on this page. It's probably family and being there for your kids. It's probably something to do with a business or your career. What else is it that lights you up? That's all you need to focus on. You guys, that's enough. That's enough. You only have 24 hours a day, okay? 24 hours a day. So that's all I wanted to share with you today. Busyness is a disease. Okay, let's get cured. Let's get cured, y'all. If you haven't had a 20-minute free breakthrough coaching session with me, hit me up. Just put coaching link in the comments. These are totally my favorite. It's just 20 minutes and we'll get on the phone together and we'll have like a breakthrough around one thing that's holding you back. And it's always right here. It's always in your head. It's usually something that no one else thinks. You're the only one that thinks it about you. Everyone's so busy thinking about themselves anyway. And so I'd love to jump on the phone with you. I was down in Southern California last week. I live in Northern California. It's about 7+ hours. Should be shorter, but I'm driving with 2 little kids. So I'm driving home last week And I got these coaching calls done on the road. I mean, that's how good I am at them now. That's how I feel anyway. Please toot your own horn sometimes. Other people aren't going to do it for you. And so I was driving. My kids were on their iPads. No shame. Team screen time over here. And I'm busting out these coaching calls, just 20 minutes, 20 minutes, 20 minutes coaching calls on the road. And it's like, I just think it's so great to hear a third party's perspective. I have coaches and mentors I call on when I'm stuck. And so that's who I want to be for you. And so I'm just going to ask you a series of questions and you're going to do most of the talking and you're going to find out what's holding you back. And like, let's let it go. Get over yourself already. The world needs you and they need you to play a bigger game. And so let's find out what's going to light you up. What are those core values? Sometimes we forget. We remember them when we're kids and then we forget because we don't think we can have it all. But here you are back on this page. There's something you want. You want it all. And I'm not saying you can have everything, but I'm saying there's three things that are really, really important. Like maybe it's soccer, your family, and your sponsorship deals. You can have those things and your life is going to be like maze balls. Okay. So any questions, as always, comment below. I love to hear from you and have the most fantastic day. Bye, everybody.
What a trip to hear that. That was recorded. See, my daughter was in first grade. She's now what's called year four. That would be third grade. So that was about 2 years ago. Oh, man, does time fly or what? And I still believe everything I said in that live video. Busyness is a disease. You're busy, but you're not productive. Busyness is a disease. So I'd love to hear what you're going to let go of. And what didn't change is that my offer for a free 20-minute breakthrough session is still on the table. And it's so different now. At this point that I created this, I thought I could really serve women that wanted to work from home and learn how to build a business using social media. And while I still do that, I went and got my life coaching certification earlier this year, one of my 2019 goals. And so now I feel like I can serve women in a much broader capacity and with whatever they're looking for, not just building a business online using social media, although I am really good at that. So hit me up. You can always find me at heygirl@melissamcleod.co. I don't know who melissamcleod.com is, but she got the domain before I did. She's probably amazing. All right. Talk to y'all laters.